This is Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Thanks for joining us tonight, and we're glad to have on the line with us the new Director of Tourism here in Galesburg at the Executive Director of the Galesburg Area Convention and Visitors Bureau, Michelle Kim, who is just now settling into her office. How are you, Michelle?
I am doing just fine, and that is correct. I am just getting settled in.
How's
looking
the,
forward to being settled in.
Is the chair warm? Have you made the chair warm yet in your office? That's the only thing.
We're working on it.
There you go. Well, congratulations on the new gig. I guess the first question is what led you to take on what I imagine can be a pretty daunting role at times?
Well, thank you. I am very excited to be here, and honestly, it's a position that I've been interested in for several years. So it's something that I've had my eye on. I've really kept my eye on the position and just tourism in general and the activities of the chamber over the last several years. I've been involved with the chamber for several years as an ambassador and through the different organizations that I've been an employee of. And so I've stayed pretty active with the organization in general, but I have been pretty interested in tourism and just its role in Galesburg for several years. And last summer when the position came open, I did have a brief conversation just about when the position might come open, and things just kind of eventually fell into place, I guess you'd say.
Yeah, that's great. And I know lots of folks in the community are glad to have you. However, as I know you might have seen from our Facebook page, some people, frankly, and I'm just going to put out my opinion here, even though that's not necessarily my job, I think people are unjustifiably claiming that there's nothing to do in Galesburg. So why is there even the need for a tourism director? But there are a lot of things to talk about in that regard, aren't there? And a lot of things to promote.
There are many, many things. I served on the board of Discovery Depot Children's Museum for about 6 years. I chaired that for a year, and that has been the number one tourist attraction in Galesburg for several years. So when you're looking at something permanent, you've got things like the Discovery Depot Children's Museum, you've got the Railroad Museum, we have Carl Sandburg Birthplace, so we've got a lot of permanent fixtures in Galesburg, and then we have events, obviously things like Railroad Days, Taste of Galesburg, things like that, that are one-time-a-year events. We've got, you know, different attractions throughout the year. There is something always going on at Galesburg at different locations. And, you know, a lot of people have the mentality that there isn't anything to do.
Yeah, how do you get past that, or do you not get past that and just try to do what you can anyway?
Well, you know, I think one of the things that is important, more important now than ever before, is technology, utilizing technology and digital marketing and making sure that we are spreading the word for these attractions and events as much as we possibly can. We're kind of past the days where we used to be able to take out an ad in a newspaper and that would be enough. You know, now we're looking at, you know, national magazines and websites and, you know, different digital marketing packages and things like that, you know, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and all of these things play a role in getting those messages out to different groups. So I think it's just a matter of making sure that people know what we have to offer, because we have a lot to offer.
What changes do you see making to your office, if any, and what's kind of job number one here as you pass getting settled in, of course?
Well, there are a lot of job number ones, actually. but as far as different opportunities, things that I see coming up, I definitely want to work to attract and coordinate some small conferences and meetings. As I mentioned before, technology is huge. So online content, we need to revamp the website. You know, I'll just come right out and say that our website isn't great right now, but, you know, we need to make that very informative, very user-friendly. We need to increase our digital marketing, seek new opportunities to improve and increase just online content about the region, and not just regionally, but nationally. So there's a lot of opportunities there for change, you know, when you're looking at what we already do versus what we need to be doing.
One of the things I tried to explain, and unfortunately it was through Facebook yesterday, was that Galesburg gets a lot of visitors, and I don't think people really realize that a lot. Is that a fair assessment?
Oh, absolutely. We get a lot of visitors, far more than anybody would realize. And if you look at numbers of passengers getting off the Amtrak, we are the location with the highest number of passengers getting off the Amtrak, you know, when you're comparing us to even Naperville. Which is quite surprising. Those numbers were pulled just recently, and you would think that Naperville would have Galesburg beat, hands down, but that's not the case. So we have a lot of traffic just coming off the train itself, and that's not even factoring in visitors coming in, you know, by car.
Back when I was news director and covering news more regularly than I do here, I remember covering a lot of tourism council meetings and just hearing even a steady stream of even people just, you know, getting off the bus for even a little bit of time to look at things in Galesburg. So even that bus traffic as well as train traffic is just amazing to me.
Absolutely. And I think when you live here in town, you just kind of take those things for granted. It's not part of your daily routine. You know that we've got a train station. You know that we're a bus stop, but you don't, you know, because you're not part of that every day, you don't realize how many people really are taking advantage of that and how many people from outside of this area are stepping off into our local town.
I have a little bit of time left, so I'll just ask you one more question here, Michelle. You co-own Cherry Street Restaurant and Bar with your husband. How do you see balancing a day job with owning a business?
Well, I've been doing it for almost a year now. took over last January 30th, so about to have our 1 year anniversary, and it's worked. He actually serves as the general manager there, so he is the one that's managing daily operations. He's the one making the purchases. He's the one scheduling. He's the one just who has a presence there at the restaurant. I'm more in and out. I take care more of the social media and marketing and a lot of behind-the-scenes things that can be done after daytime hours. I don't need to spend a lot of time physically at the restaurant, but I do spend as much time there as possible. It's just more on the evenings and weekends. So thankfully, because I've got, you know, a partner who was able to make that his full-time job, it's worked out very, very nicely.
And business is going well?
Business is going incredibly well.
Wonderful. Glad to hear that. So Michelle Kim, the new executive director of the Galesburg Area Convention and Visitors Bureau, thanks so much for your time. And once again, congratulations and best of luck going forward with the job and frankly, getting past some of that that negativity about tourism here. I know you're up for it.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. I'm excited, and I'm always up for a challenge. So I can't wait to really, you know, dive right in and start making some progress.
Michelle Kim on Galesburg's Evening News. We'll be back with sports and more next on WGIL.